The Country Hour with Verzo on Felixstowe Radio. Featuring songs from the golden era of country. From the 50s to the 90s.
On May the 8th, 2020, lost me mum, Susan. Now she's a big, big, big country fan and she's one of the biggest influences in my musical tastes. So as this show falls either side, the Tuesday show and the repeat on the Thursday, falls either side of the anniversary of my mum's death, I spoke to my siblings, Tracy, Rory and Tamara, and said, shall we do a show for my mum, for our mum? So they said yes. I said to them, right, send us a list of some of the songs that you remember or you remember mum liking, and I'll put a little show together. Now, they sent their choices back to me and all pretty similar. So I managed to get 16 songs and, yeah, tell you a little bit about them all as we play. So we'll start with I Will Always Love You, Dolly Parton, because as a smaller kid, when my mum still loved me dad, she played this one. And we'll follow that up with We've Got Tonight by Kenny Rogers.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way. Tomorrow,
We've got tonight, babe. Why don't you stay?
Deep in my soul.
Over the last few years, I've been getting back into my vinyl. So, my sister Tamara dropped round all my mum's old records, and I went through them and kept the ones that I wanted, and the rest I gave to the local charity shops. Now, one of them I kept, a few I kept, were very, very country orientated, and there were several from Billy Joe Spears and Tammy Wynette. I'll play you some Tammy Wynette later on in the show, but this one I have to play because this one, possibly one of the most played songs in our house when we were kids. Billy Joe Spears, Blanket on the Ground.
Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd love beneath the moonlight on a blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go walking once again to that spot.
Kenny Rogers for you next, because he does make several appearances in this list, and we'll double that up with John Denver. So we've got Lucille and then Take Me Home Country Roads, which is the most requested song on my Country Hour.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, "I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings." In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. Thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille." Left us, I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, 'cause the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. A fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time."
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads. Yeah.
Duo of duets. I say that, a couple of beers inside me. A duo of duets. And we've got Dolly Parton with Kenny Rogers and Islands in the Stream. And then another, as I said, Tammy Wynette was a big, big, big favourite in our house. And of course, she was married to George Jones. And this is them doing their Golden Ring.
I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Love with each other, islands in the sea.
shop in Chicago on a sunny summer day. A couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone
waiting there,
for someone to take it home
by itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, "With this ring I'll be wed."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone,
shining ring,
shining ring,
now at last it's found a home
by itself,
by itself.
It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding.
They fight the final round. He says, "You won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town."
She says, "One thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore," and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden
ring,
with one tiny little stone
cast aside.
Just a cold retirement thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago,
on a sunny summer day,
a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
Golden ring.
If you've joined halfway through today, we're playing songs that remind me and my siblings of my mum, because it's the fourth anniversary of her death. So yeah, big, big country fan, and all the songs we're playing would have been played in our house numerous times. So I'm going to put four on for you. Bit more Kenny Rogers with The Gambler. Then we've got Bobby Gentry with Ode to Billy Joe, Jeannie C. Reilly with Harper Valley PTA, and this song, often overlooked, but it's brilliant, JJ Barry, No Charge.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep, 'cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie, you know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And
she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down?
Boy came up to his mama in the kitchen this evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on, and after wiping her hands on her apron, she read it, and this is what it said: "For mowing the lawn, $5. For making my own bed this week, $1. Going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, $1.25. Taking out the trash, $1. And getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total load, $14.75. Well, as Mum looked at them standing there expectantly, and I could see the memories flashing through her mind. And so she picked up the pen and turning the paper over. This is what she wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I've sat up with you, doctored you, and prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears that you caused through the years, there's no charge. And when you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. For the nights filled with dread and all the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge and the cost of your college, no charge. For the toys, food and clothes, and even for wiping your nose, there's no charge, son. And when you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Well, when he finished reading, he had great big old tears in his eyes. And he looked up at her standing there and said, Mama, I sure do love you. And then he took the pen and in great big letters, he wrote, Paid in Full. And Lord knows when you add it all up, the cost of real love is no charge.
Well, next one I'm not over familiar with, so I reckon my mum used to play that once I'd moved out, and this was chosen by Tamara, who's the youngest, so that probably makes sense. That's followed by two that were more for me and Rory. Crystal Chandeliers by Charlie Pride was always one of our karaoke numbers, and the fabulous Kenny Rogers again, Cow to the County. What songs?
It's over, you say it's through. It was a long, long time ago, and he means nothing to you. Oh, but I heard you whisper someone's name in your sleep last night. Maybe admit it, some memories just won't die. Oh, some memories just won't die. Some feelings just won't leave. Oh, no matter how hard you try. And I know,
yes, I know.
Every now and then,
every now and then,
you still think of him. I see it in your eyes.
Some memories just won't die.
Thought my loving would help you forget, but something tells me you're not over him yet. Something's haunting you way down deep inside. Am I losing you to a
time. Some feelings just won't leave. Oh, no matter how hard you try. And I know,
yes, I know.
Every now and then, you still think of him. I see it in your eyes. Some memories just won't die. Oh, no matter how hard you try. And I know,
yes, I know.
Every now and then, you still think of him. I see it in your eyes. Some memories just won't die. Memories just won't die.
Paintings on your wall, the marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crown that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the newer's off of your crystal chandelier? I never did fit in too well with folks you knew. When it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you, so you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do. And you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers line up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new words off of your crystal chandeliers? See your picture in the news most every day. See you the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. Paintings on your wall, the marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new words off of your crystal chandelier? When the new words off of your crystal chandelier.
Everyone considered him a coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. Torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Well, we're at the end of another show, so thank you all for listening. Thank you to my siblings, Tracy, Rory and Tamara, for helping me with the playlist. And we're going to leave you with two Tammy Wynette. So we started with Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You, which was me mum's song when we were young. And then it's like three stages of the marriage. Stand By Your Man was the next one. And you know what I ended up with, don't you? Of course, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, great Tammy Wynette. Thanks for listening. Love you, mum.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have have good times doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard
to understand. After all, he's just a man. Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. You can stand by your man. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you
man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand, like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little J-O-D will be going away. I love you both and this will be pure H-E-double-L for me. That we could stop this D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Watch him smile, he thinks it's Christmas or his fifth birthday. And he thinks C-U-S-T-O-D-Y spells fun or play. I'll spell out all the hurting words and turn my head when I speak. 'Cause I can't spell away this hurt that's dripping down my cheek. Our D-I-V-O-R-C.
Join Verso on Felixstowe Radio for the Country Hour, an hour of country sounds through the decades. Jamie Birdsey on Felixstowe Radio. The Saturday Show, Sunday Specials and the Country Hour. Want to know more or get involved? Contact via email verso@versomedia.me.
You are listening to Felixstowe Radio via TuneIn, personal speaker, online via felixstoweradio.org.uk and on 107.5 FM.